Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Jonas Schaefer. First of all, Jonas, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Doing all right. Anything less, and we're talking like I am anyway, like a fan, anything less than a Super Bowl, unacceptable for this year's team? And we were talking about Jair Alexander. That's an all-in move. Hell, they were probably Super Bowl favorites before that. But if they don't get to the Super Bowl this season, how disappointing will this year be? Granted, we're only in June.
Yeah, with June and with a roster that has not been through the ringer of a 17-game season, plus the NFL playoffs. But certainly, it's, you know, on paper, and again, those are the operative words here, on paper, just a ridiculously loaded team. You know, you think of all the points, you know, you think of what 2019 had. It didn't have this kind of passing attack. It was, you know, probably definitely a better offensive line than what the Ravens, I think, will have next year. You think of, you know, what maybe undercut it in 2023. And it was, again, you know, still some questions about the receiver room and also just the I think the talent in the secondary wasn't quite what it is this year. Probably don't have as much pass rushing talent purely as this year's team. So I think pretty much by any standard of comparing this team to the 2019 team and then the 2023 team, I think those teams fall short. You could say we don't really know, you know, what the defensive coaching talent will be because of how much turnover there was after last year. But I think with Pagano and a second year of Zach Ward and just, you know, the tradition that John Harbaugh has of bringing in talented guys and finding answers creatively for that defense. I'm honestly surprised that the Ravens aren't, you know, straight up favorites. I was looking, I think, on FanDuel and, you know, DraftKings yesterday, and I think they were still tied. And I know Jair Alexander won't move the market entirely, but I am surprised that they haven't moved it clear ahead of, you know, the Eagles and the Bills and everyone else.
Jonas, I don't know if you've started doing it yet, but I was trying to come up with 53, and it's hard just because you're gonna lose some good players.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was doing it before they lost, but before they signed Alexander, Vinny. I will say it's very hard for me. It was very hard for me to come up with 53 and not lose a Jabo, not lose a Rasheen Ali, you know, not lose, you know, a Nick Samak or a Dellinger. I mean, you're gonna have to part with some of these recent to higher profile draft picks. That is the reality of the situation. If you're Eric DaCosta, obviously, you know, your primary concern is winning the Super Bowl, but you're going to have to hope that some of these guys that you haven't really played with a whole lot these past couple years can make it through that waiver wire and you can stash them on your practice squad, because otherwise there is just not enough space at the end. I mean, the sheer amount of, you know, locks to near locks because of the talent the Ravens have accumulated is pretty ridiculous. I mean, like, you know, when we think of a guy like, you know, Robert Longerbeam or Bilal Kone, you would think that they would be safe because they are first year guys and the Ravens seem high on their potential. But again, you know, we thought that the kid that they took out of the Pac-12 a couple years ago, I'm forgetting the guy that they cut right away, who ended up with the Seahawks. You know, he didn't make the team as a rookie, so maybe some of these guys the Ravens have and that they're seemingly high on won't either.
Hey, Jonas, who do you think, like, bringing in Alexander, you think Eric is done or they bring in a safety too?
Oh, man. that kind of goes back to what I was just talking about. Like, you know, you could probably get away with putting either Kane or Braid on a practice squad and having, you know, maybe 50-50 hopes that no one else claims them, but they definitely have the space for it. And you could say that the one thing that the Jaire Alexander situation or signing doesn't fix is you still don't really have this optimal way to supercharge Kyle Hamilton. Like, you know, how are you going to get him into the box in a way that doesn't compromise the rest of the defense? Because, you know, we see Marlon Humphrey play in the SAT occasionally on some weird exotic snaps, but you don't want him there more than once or twice a game, I don't think. And, you know, maybe they do trust Bo Braid and Sunisa Kane. I think because both those guys had solid OTAs, especially Braid once he got healthy. But, you know, would you trust them more than a guy that you're having to bring in, a veteran, having to learn all the defense, especially with Marlon Humphrey just kind of going on a rant about how it was one little thing that was really messing up that defense on all those big plays last year. You know, do you trust Justin Simmons more than you would have Sunusi Kane or Bo Braid? So it wouldn't surprise me if the Ravens go and get a safety. But I just feel like we're kind of running out of room at the end at this point.
Now, with the addition of Alexander, does that mean, because we saw Armour Davis playing some safety in there, you know, does that mean that he'll get more work at safety, do you think?
It's possible. I think we also saw him line up a little bit in the slot, and maybe that's where they throw him out some more. I'm not sure. It's, again, it probably just depends on how these guys respond to teaching and where they feel like and where their agents feel like they can make their best impact. You know, I would like for the Ravens to keep Jalen Armour Davis just because I think he's a really good dude. I think he could definitely help on special teams. And I think, you know, he's just had some bad injury luck. But, I mean, you compare the cornerback depth chart to the safety depth chart, and it's a little bit tough to see there being a lot of room for these guys, especially if you believe in TJ Tampa's you know, OTAs and minicamp, and especially if you have hope that Awuzie can get back to what he was in Cincinnati. So, you know, we saw the Ravens have some success with converting cornerbacks to safeties and having it be pretty smooth for some guys and not so smooth for others. And, you know, maybe Chuck Pagano can be a kind of minor miracle worker there. But, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what Jalen Armour Davis can do, because we saw him getting some, you know, top-tier reps during OTAs. And obviously the Jaire Alexander signing, we think, will kind of bump him down a peg.
Now, Jonas, over the last 3 days of practice, it made me more nervous about Looper. You know, I mean, he missed every one of those days, and I'll say it this way. Every day Bisciotti was there, he missed kicks.
Yeah, the last one wasn't so bad just because it was the, you know, 60-plus yarder or whatever it was. The sound of that kick coming off his foot, I think, is probably the most encouraging sign. Like, you know, everything that the Ravens said about Jordan Stout that really hasn't totally come true, I think you can say is true about Tyler Loop, or maybe that's just the optical illusion of kicking next to an undrafted rookie kicker in Hoyland. But yeah, I mean, like, the only real concern, I think, if you're a Ravens fan, is probably, you know, the guard spots and special teams in general. Just, you know, it was not a good special teams year for John Harbaugh and company last year. And listen, if there are a few more days in training camp where he's going 3 for 6 or he's going 4 for 7, then I imagine you're going to hear some, you know, cries out from the Ravens fan base to go sign a veteran kicker just to have another insurance policy there. Maybe we get a three-way competition if Hoyland is still kind of hanging in there with Loop. So that's going to become its own circus. And hopefully for Tyler Loop's sanity and our sanity, he does start. He avoids some more he avoids some of the showings that he had on Tuesday, where it just was not good enough, and he's missing a field goal length or an extra point length and like a 30-yarder. You just can't be doing that. Justin Tucker really never really had any trouble with those. So we'll see if that was just a tinkering period and it's all systems go in training camp. But if you've got a month of icky reports from Owens Mills, then it's going to be quite the scene.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, or doing an over-under on how many times you're going to say Tucker would have made that. 2025. Jonas, what's happening on BaltimoreBanner.com right now since, we got a little bit of a break? Not much. I mean, rookies report in less than a month.
Yeah, don't remind me. Thanks for...
There you go.
Your vacation just got shorter.
I know. There's a film study up on Jair Alexander today. Just went back and looked at every snap that he played last year. Was honestly pretty impressed. Athletically, he might not be all the way there, but I still think he's a pretty useful player, especially in zone coverage. Got something coming Monday just on the state of this roster and just how few positions are up for grabs. And then next week, hopefully, NHL draft coming around, maybe a little something special on a little someone special related to someone in that radio booth there. So we'll see it. Hopefully it all comes together.
Well, I got a kid who plays hockey. Wow, I didn't know anything about that. I don't have any money, though. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jonas.
Jonas Schaefer, everybody. We'll come back. It's the whip around. What's happening in the world of sports last night? NBA Finals. We're going to a Game 7 for the first time in 9 years, and we'll get back to the Ravens, break down this roster a little bit, some of this defensive line depth, strength, as the Ravens, again, Super Bowl or bust. That's how we see it. Funhouse coming up around 11:45. And then at noon, we're ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Rifkin's coming in. Orioles salvage the split with Tampa after last night's workmanlike win over the Rays 4-1. And now it's the Yankees. Yankees in first place, but that margin they had over everyone in the division, it has shrunk the last week or so.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.